Welcome to Second Emulation, the podcast that explores all things pop culture, from movies and TV shows to the latest anime releases. Join us as we dive into the world of entertainment, sharing our thoughts, opinions, and insights on the latest trends and releases, with a focus on what's hot and what's not. We're your go-to source for all things pop culture. So sit back, relax, and let's get started.
Welcome, new and current listeners. This episode is going to be about me making this transition from Amazon, Kindle, to Barnes & Noble's, and why I made that pivotal move. All right? So let's get into it. I got myself and Barnes & Noble's account for audio and ebooks. Now, for those who don't know, Barnes & Noble's has been around for a very long time. For me, it holds a very special place. It's one of the very few last brick and mortar bookstores. For those who don't know about bookstores, it's not a made up place. It's not magical. It is a physical place where you go to buy books. For those who might be younger, who buy things digital, before Amazon came along and Kindle, we used to go buy books at Barnes & Noble's. And so Barnes & Noble's, or the other bookstore, Borders, which no longer is around. But Barnes & Noble's has stood the test of time against Amazon. Now, Barnes & Noble's has a special place because I grew up with Barnes & Noble, so it holds a special place in my heart. But around the time Amazon came, I drank the Kool-Aid, as you can say, and got the Kindle, started buying ebooks, which were convenient because I didn't like to travel with my books in my bag because they would get damaged and then they get worn and your investment on that book would just be wasted. The ebook readers were the best thing for you at the time. So we fast forward to now. Why did I make the switch? Now, the reason why I made the switch is because recently Amazon changed their way you do purchases on their apps through third parties. So like on my phone or any tablet, before you can go into the Kindle app, and if I want to buy a book or an audio book, I would just hit buy that book and it would be there. So I went onto the app, doing my normal routine, went to go buy a book or sample a book, and I was greeted by this message that told me that I can no longer buy the book that I wanted. I would have to go to the main website and purchase the book itself from there. So it was something that was redirecting me to the Amazon website. This didn't make any sense. Then what was the purpose of having the Kindle app if you couldn't purchase the ebooks through the app itself? It was just, for me, it was pointless, because now you're telling me you're going to have to redirect me to the main website so I could buy a book, then have to wait for it to be downloaded on the app. That prompted me. It made me angry, because any future books I wanted to buy, I was now locked out of, because I would have to go through these hurdles to just buy a book and then have to wait for it to be uploaded onto an app, which didn't make any sense. So while that was happening, I was looking for alternatives that that could that served the same purpose. And for some reason, I was looking for other type of ebook readers or apps that offered the same type of services that could fulfill those same type of needs, that they weren't going to have any issues. And for some reason, I kept coming back to Barnes and Nobles. And I think what kind of got my attention was their membership and rewards. And that kind of got my attention was that they have a rewards card or reward system. And me just going onto the website brought back all these memories of back in the day. And as I was perusing the website, I was thinking, do they have an app? Because I distinctly remember going to the store and having to buy a book. And now they have a website, and I don't know. And I do know that they have an e-reader. So I don't know if they have an app, and what if they follow the same protocols that Amazon's going through. So I had to do my research a bit in regards to the in and out of just Barnes & Noble. And as I did more research on Barnes & Noble's, their website, and their app, began to like what I saw and what I read. And it just became more clear for me that I was going to just pull the trigger and sign up, because not only that nostalgia factor of what I experienced as a kid just made me want to dive in feet first. Now, I know some people will say, this is what will happen. Some of my books that I purchase or ebooks are now stuck on the Kindle app. And I know I could hear people in the background screaming, that's why, you know, you have to have physical media. Digital is not great. And I hear you. But I also do have physical books. The reason why I myself do all three is for the convenience and ease factor. Is that I don't want to lug around a book sometimes, because sometimes it might be heavy. Sometimes I want to damage it. And a book is just paper. And yeah, for some people, they might like that feel and that texture. Me personally, if I buy a book, I'll read it, I'll put it away, but in part of my collection. But if I'm traveling, I don't want that book to be damaged. So I like the ease of having an ebook or maybe doing an audiobook. And so that's why I don't, when it comes to books itself, I don't phase out physical books completely. I like to have all three: physical, ebook, and audio. So just want to make that point clear, is that I don't, you know, phase out physical books. I do have physical books myself. I just like the convenience of having an audio and an ebook to accompany my physical book, just in case if I lose the physical book or it's damaged in some way, I still have the other two options as well. Now, the one caveat that I also seem to mention is that Barnes & Nobles has a physical location, while Amazon doesn't have a physical book store location. You can go to a Barnes & Nobles and tell them what book you want, or you can see all the books there and pick up a book and walk out and have that book same day if need be, or if they don't have it, have that book shipped to you. So you can go in and touch the books, as opposed to on Amazon, you could see the books listed there and have it shipped to you, or you could do an ebook. But the caveat there is that they also have book signings. Like, they have events there. Amazon doesn't do that. Now, which leads me to my point, is that I have a lot of nostalgia with Barnes & Nobles because growing up with my family, we went to a lot of midnight releases. For those who don't know, Barnes & Nobles was pretty big when it came to midnight releases for books, especially for Harry Potter, Aragon, and of course, Twilight. Like, when I was younger, these were like the best-selling books, and they drew in a crowd. Barnes & Nobles was packed for these midnight releases. Just like midnight releases for movies, Barnes & Nobles had midnight releases for books. You had to be the first one to get it because you could be the first one to read the book. And if you finish it, you could spoil it for someone else. And so it was like, this is before e-readers. So I remember going down, making sure we signed up for the midnight release for several Harry Potter books. And then waiting, going to the bookstore, seeing the event, participating in the event, then doing the countdown, and then getting the book ourselves because we have already paid for it, and then just reading it. And I still, to this day, have my Harry Potter books that I got from that midnight release, for those midnight releases. And I will say to this day that those things are cherished. Those are a piece of memory, along with the ones I got for Aragon. I do have Twilight books there that are stored away, but those are memories that I have. And that's one thing that I think that brought me back to signing up with they made the switch to Barnes & Noble, is that the memories that are anchored that I can associate with Barnes & Nobles. I don't have that attachment with Amazon. Barnes & Nobles, there's that familiar feeling, like I know it, like a long-lost cousin, a relative, and I know what to expect. And it just made things easier for me. Now, the one thing that was interesting and new was I did sign up for a Barnes & Noble subscription plan for their audiobooks. Now, this was very interesting because I know their app is called the Nook app. Now, I think what they did was very clever here, that within their Nook app, you can purchase audio and ebooks. You don't have to actually go to another third or fourth app. It's all done within the Nook app itself. Now, unlike the Kindle app or audiobook or Audible, you have to get two different apps for that. This is all done within one app, so you can clearly, if you want to purchase an audiobook, you just hit audiobook. If you want to buy an ebook, you can select ebook, and everything's organized on the Nook app. I've never had something so, you know, made simple for me in my life. It was just very simple. I didn't have to jump through any hoops. And it made the purchasing, like just the ease of making a transaction, very simple, not too complicated. I was very pleased with it. And as I mentioned earlier, I signed up for the subscription for audiobooks. And so I've been 3 months in and I have four credits, because I used one to who wrote Aragon. He's doing a sci-fi right now. I bought his sequel to this first sci-fi that he did. And I got 3 credits that I could use. And I'm enjoying it. And I like it. It's not too expensive. I think it's, you know, $14.99, probably the same cost for Audible, but that Amazon might have. But I just like the ease of what Barnes & Noble has done. And because I also have a Barnes & Noble's account, any purchase that I do make that's not part of the audiobook subscription plan earns me rewards, which I find is awesome, is that I can put towards an audiobook or put towards an ebook or a physical book, which makes it that more pleasing. And they have two tiers for their membership, they're free and they're paid. And when I, back in the day, Barnes & Noble's never had anything like that before. And for me, I find that the value that they're bringing to me, the offering, has much value because I'm enjoying the experience. I haven't actually made a purchase for an ebook as of yet to see how much what they're calling their stamps on their card equates to. Right now, I've just been enjoying their audiobooks. I finished two books so far, and I do like how everything organized into it, not too complicated. And I didn't think I would enjoy audiobooks as much as I would. And this is someone coming from who listens to a lot of podcasts. I'm someone who's a light sleeper who likes to have noise when they sleep. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I've been, you know, transitioning from podcasts at night to audiobooks. And I used to do this a lot with the Kindle app, which now I'll set a timer with the book so it doesn't play throughout the night. And I've been just doing that and going through the book. And I've been finding it very appetizing in a way, since I can just alternate between a podcast and an audiobook, and just having someone read to you, which is the most, I think that the most aesthetically pleasing thing, is having sometimes a voice actor or celebrity read you a story. Kind of reminds me of, as a child, having read you a bedtime story. Get that nostalgia feeling. So I think it's just nice. So I've been slowly getting into more audiobooks, trying to build my collection over time, and just slowly going to have to rebuild my ebook collection as well. And I've been enjoying what I'm going to say is I think I am more happy that I made the switch from Amazon to Barnes & Noble's. And because I made that switch, I'm more relaxed and happy. I think if I would have stayed utilizing Amazon, the Kindle app, I would have been more stressed out, because I'm someone who wants to be able to read my books, have that ease of access, and I would have been miserable and not being able to have access to more books to read or listen to. And I think I was just looking for a reason to pull that trigger, and that was it. And so I'm happy that I made that choice switching. Yeah, I'm glad, as I mentioned earlier, I think I'm glad that I made that choice. And everything's just been smooth sailing from that point on. And have I looked back? Will I go back to Amazon or the Kindle app or audio? Probably not. If they did a deal, maybe. But I've been enjoying the Barnes & Noble's, my Barnes & Noble's account, and the Nook app, and all the offerings that I have. As I mentioned earlier, I have 3 audiobook credits. I'm just letting those stack up. I've been eyeing some books that I've been that are on my queue or in my list that I've been trying to get. There, I'm going to be using those credits for that. And then there's a couple books I've been eyeing, some ebooks I'm going to be looking to get as well. So I've been just curating this list of just reading that I'll be doing. And I've just been really excited. Just, I haven't been doing much reading. I've been taking a step back, but I think I'm going to be going full force into it now that I have the Barnes & Noble's account, the Nook app, and just this plethora of just access to books and reading material that I'll be able to do. And not just digital media, also physical books too. There is actually, forgot to mention this as well, is that there is a fifth book from Christopher Polini. Give a shout out to the author who's writing a fifth book in the Inheritance cycle saga of Aragorn that I've been eyeing. There's a pre-orders going out, and I looked on Barnes & Noble's website, and they are offering a signed copy that you could pre-order to get a signed copy from the author. So I've been eyeing that, and I think that's something I'm going to get because I want to build my collection from the author. So I think that's going to be my first initial physical purchase for myself and my sister. So I'm looking forward to that. Fingers crossed. Hopefully things go well. But yeah, I just wanted to get on here and talk about why I made the switch. It's been something I wanted to talk about for a while. And just moving forward, I know the topic isn't too excited, but I wanted to get it off my chest because I was mulling it over for a while now, and because I haven't used the Amazon Kindle app and I've been staying away from Comixology when they did their whole purge. I left that app and unable to read comic books, and then it wasn't too long until Kindle felt the same fate. And I was just slowly getting tired of it, and now that I found a resource that I can finally read books on and purchase books, I'm much more happy. And there's other apps I'll probably talk about or resources, but I just wanted to get this off my chest. It's a different topic, but hopefully there are others like yourself who are using Barnes & Noble's. Maybe also using the Nook app, maybe have recommendations or certain genres of books you're reading. Maybe you want to send some recommendations my way. You can always hit me up on our socials. And don't be a stranger, all right? This is going to, you know, tie it up for this episode. So I'll catch you guys in the next one, all right? Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Second Emulation, where we explored the latest in pop culture, movies, TV shows, and anime. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. And leave us a rating and review to help us reach more listeners. And don't forget to follow us on social media for even more pop culture content. And to stay up to date on all the latest news and releases. As always, we welcome your feedback and suggestions for future episodes. So until next time, keep on emulating and stay tuned for more exciting content.